Welcome to Growing Younger Health and Fitness podcast designed for people over 40. Why cramps become more common after the age of 40 and what you can do about it. Hello guys, this is Alex here, physio from Growing Younger, and today we're going to talk about cramps and why they become such a common issue after the age of 40 and especially 50. So before we go any further, I want to first of all talk about what are cramps and what causes cramps. So cramps, which are actually more common in your legs, so particularly in your calf muscles, so right down the bottom, sort of above the ankle, or sometimes you can also get it in your feet, in the sole of your foot, and sometimes you can also get it in the back of your thigh, in the hamstring area. But basically when you get a cramp, what happens is that your muscles involuntarily contract. So they kind of tighten up and they won't let go for a period of time. So you may experience significant pain at the same time and also difficulty kind of lengthening or stretching the muscle. Okay. And so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to quickly go over the most common causes of cramps in general. So number one will be dehydration. Okay, so if you forget to drink water, especially when you're exercising, because when you exercise, you obviously your body it heats up and it needs a way of cooling down, and you do it by sweating. Okay, so when you sweat, you lose fluid, you lose water, and so when you're exercising, you generally need to drink more water than usual. Okay, so keeping yourself hydrated can definitely help to prevent cramps. Another significant factor is electrolytes, so minerals. So if you have a bit of a deficiency in some of the key minerals in your body, it can also cause cramps. So some of the common ones are potassium and magnesium. And quite often, and look, this is not a personalized advice, but quite often I advise people to try and eat half a banana a day to try and see if it helps your cramps. And the reason why I do it is because bananas actually contain a lot of potassium, which is one of the key elements that minerals that is deficient in people who have cramps. So making sure you you have enough electrolytes in your diet is one of the things you should try and fix if you don't have enough. Another common factor is overexertion. So overexertion can take different shapes. But, you know, let's say if you are a runner and you run, you know, a significant distance, you may get cramps in your calf muscles. Also, even if you're just in the gym environment, if you're performing resistance or strength exercises, you may also get cramps if you are really overloading certain muscle groups. So those are the kind of the three general common causes of cramps, but I'm going to go a little bit more in depth into what or why people over 40 get cramps more often. So one of the main factors here is a process of what's called sarcopenia, which is gradual muscle loss with age. Okay, so when you lose muscle, it's easier for your muscles to get overloaded because you have less muscle, less strength to start with. And when you're performing a certain activity, because the strain you're putting on the muscles is still the same, because the muscles are weaker, it's actually easier for you to overload the muscles. And when the muscles get overexerted, as I just mentioned, they're more likely to go into a cramp. So muscle loss and muscle strength, loss of muscle strength can actually cause cramps. And another factor that does affect people over 40 more than the younger population is reduced flexibility or muscle length. So when your joints become stiff and your muscles become tight, it can also contribute to, it can cause muscle cramps as well. And it does it by causing muscle imbalances. So when you have a muscle imbalance, essentially it affects the way you do things. So for example, if you have a tight calf muscle or tight hamstring, it will actually affect the way you walk, for example, okay? It will affect your gait pattern. So when your walking is a bit awkward, it actually places more stress on other muscles in your body and therefore causes overexertion of these other muscles and then leads to a cramp. Another, actually, this one is probably one of the most common factors in older people that explains why older people get more cramps, particularly calf cramps at night, is impaired blood circulation. So as we get older, unfortunately, our blood vessels, they're not as efficient at pumping and supplying the blood around our body. So when you're not getting enough blood or enough oxygen to your, particularly your periphery, so like we're talking about your hands and your feet, if there's a lack of oxygen, it may actually cause a cramp in that part of the body. So that does explain why a lot of people, particularly older people, suffer from frequent muscle cramps at nighttime. And it, as I said before, it mainly affects the calf area of your leg. And another thing I should mention as well, so hormonal changes, particularly this affects women more than anyone else. So particularly when women go through menopause, it actually can cause cramps as well in various parts of the body. So hormonal changes can be can be responsible for increased risk of muscle cramps as well. And last but not least, so sometimes injuries can cause cramps as well. So for example, a very common one would be sciatic type pain, sciatica. So if you got a bit of a disc bulge in your lower back, which often causes compression of one of your nerve roots. So people quite often refer to this as sciatica, where you get lower back pain and then that starts to spread down the leg. So because there's compromise of your nerve supply to the leg, it also quite often causes muscle cramps down the leg. It could be calf, could be hamstring. So if you are suffering from back pain, and particularly if you know you have a bit of a disc problem, and your cramps are predominantly on one side, so one leg, not the other, there's a good chance that your cramps are related to your nerve damage in the leg. So now, just to kind of a bit of a summary. So what can we? So we kind of went through all the common causes of cramps, in particularly in people over 40. Now, okay, so it's good to know this stuff, but what can we do to actually reduce the risk of getting cramps, or what can we do to prevent them? Okay, so the easiest thing you can do is just try and drink more water. Okay, so make sure you're hydrated. Now, especially make sure you're well hydrated when and after you're performing physical exercise. So this is really easy to do, and this is probably the first thing you should try when dealing with cramps. The second thing is, have a look at your diet. Do you have a balanced diet? Do you have good sources of essential minerals such as potassium and magnesium? And if you feel maybe you're not getting enough, as I said, like try eat half a banana a day. That might help it. Now, when it comes to nutritional advice, again, this is not a personalized advice I'm giving you. It's just a general advice. You should always consult with your doctor or your nutritionist, if this is a suitable option for you. Now, because a lot of the time the cramps are caused by loss of muscle mass or muscle strength, getting yourself involved in a strengthening program is another way of minimizing your risk of getting cramps in the future. But not just strengthening, you should also address the flexibility and mobility side of things. So you should be doing regular stretching that will help you, improve your muscle flexibility. So, most gym-based programs will involve both strengthening and flexibility component as well. So yeah, so those are the main things that you can do to try and minimize your cramps. Now, look, one important thing I need to note as well is sometimes cramps can be caused by medical conditions. So as always, you should be discussing this with your doctor. If there are any kind of medical reasons for you getting cramps, these definitely should be addressed, okay? So what I'm saying now does not replace the need for you to go and see a health professional. Right, so look, I know this topic does actually affect a lot of people, so hopefully you've picked something useful from this, and if you find this helpful, please share it with your friends or whoever else might be suffering from cramps, and I will speak to you on the next podcast. All the best for now.
Okay, guys, so I hope you found the podcast of value. If you did and you're struggling with your own health and fitness journey, there's a link in the description for a free discovery call with me. And that free discovery call, we're going to cover off a little bit about you, your history, your goals, what you want to achieve, and maybe we can help you or not with your own health and fitness goal. So if that does sound like something that you'd like to do, then click on the link in the description, and I look forward to chatting to you in the very near future. Have a good day, guys. Bye-bye.